Poe Confessionals is uncut, a marriage of the raw, decadent, and unconventional. This Pulp Friction literary barrage will leave no one unscathed. Come along on this literary joyride of the Berlin that is just beneath the surface and has always been so expertly hidden until now. Poe Confessionals is a verbal slap, full throttle ride of an expose on Berlin through the eyes of its current underground artists as they spiral through an era unlike any other. Delve into the full-scale assault on the underground scene in Berlin that guarantees to rocket you into all the hottest venues, the most essential it places, as you are guided along by the very trendsetters that are shaking up the art scene today. Enter at your own risk. If they make it, there will be no one to say they didn't deserve it. If they don't, there is no if. When will it occur? When will the stars align for these stars to shine? Flip the pages and find out. Enter their world as they claw their way through the city of the moment, Berlin. The unfathomable, imagined. A place of no rules and no boundaries. A city where there is no sexual divide. Metrosexual, bisexual, yes. Gay or straight, not a chance. In a city where every language is spoken, there is only one that transcends them all. Everyone speaks Ho. How fab is your vocabulary? Theron, aka The Negro, is an American artist in Berlin on a mission. Not to survive, to thrive. This is his story. Through his eyes, as a member of one of Berlin's noted performance clans, the Wunderho Nation, encountered the strange and the sublime. Put to words as only he can. Whatever the setting, there's always a story to tell. From the erotic to the exotic, to the raw and heartfelt, every aspect of life is covered with a touch of cynicism and caustic wit. Every Ho has a story to tell. This is theirs. Join them on a wild and raucous ride, if you dare. Welcome to the Ho Confessionals. Short stories featuring tales of trickery, lust connections, love profusions, and the daily grind that can be most unkind. Enter New Berlin. Enter Ho Confessionals. Think Running with Scissors meets Confederacy of Dunces. These excerpts are taken from the forthcoming novels, Ho Confessionals. Definition. 1. American English slang, taken from the word homage, with the twist of a French spelling to imply prestige and class, not to be confused with ho. 2. A literary nod to Josephine Baker, one of the most famous American expatriate artists of her time and the godmother of the Wunderho Nation. 3. Verb. To have gorgeous sex with sinister style. Verbal slap number 17. In general, I refuse to date, fuck, or swap bodily fluids with anyone born after Thriller. Undercover sinners are just jealous of me. Trapped in your own prison of self-inflicted fuckery. I know that you know that I know what you're about. I know that you know that I know the only way out. Chapter 14, The Unsuspected Neverland Edition. On my days off, which are few and far between, I like to fuck. There. I said it. Let's just get that little tidbit out of the way. Not to say my weekdays leave me lonely, but that's another story. Here's this one. I should have seen it coming. I turn on the television to news that Michael Jackson is selling Neverland. Where will the kids run to now? Consider it foreshadowing. On my days off, when I want to get off, I log on. Usually, one of my power of three trusty tricks is but a message away. Not today. For the whole cosmos was misaligned for me today. Trusty tricks became hard to trust. To put it bluntly, I was a day early and a fuck short. Goddamn Thursdays. 5 hours later, darkness approaching. And still no one to share my lust with. Not missing a beat, I sprang to plan B. The time was approaching to dig into my trick reserves. My trick reserves are like breaking the emergency glass on a speeding train. You had to know just when to reach for that lever. Enter Jonas. Enter Sesame Street. For Jonas was fresh out of his teens at 20 with a hankering for older men. Aside from the fact that I was considered an older man, I generally refused to date anyone born after Thriller. Besides that, what could a spring chicken teach me? Turns out, a bucket load. I swallowed my whole pride and crossed the kindergarten divide, inviting Jonas to my flat for the very first time. While awaiting Chicken Little, I pondered other factors in tonight's hard-won trickery. Not only was Jonas 20, he was German and 20. Not that being German was a negative, quite the contrary. Germans can be lovely to have on call in a sex pinch. How low can you hoe? Jonas arrived, made himself comfortable, and I soon realized that I was nervous. I figured it should be the other way around. I had just the remedy for this. As I rolled a joint, I made small talk with Jonas. Did you find my flats okay? I asked. Yeah, I live right across the bridge, he said, taking off his shirt. I was running late because I had to shave. At least he was past that stage of puberty, I lented to myself. Not that Jonas was small. He was German, after all. But it was a number 20 flashing across his forehead like a billboard ad. Right across the bridge? I asked. Perfect. Now he'd develop a crush on me, and I'd have to see him on the streets after I digmatized him with my hobilities. It was a risk I was willing to take during this sexual recession. Once nude and lying on my bed, age was quickly a thing of the past, as Jonas quickly proved to be quite schooled in trickery. I was used to taking the lead, controlling the rhythm. The rules of trickery firmly state, big sticks bear big responsibility. To my elated shock, Jonas took it like a specialized hoe, motioning me to go harder, faster, deeper. Harder! He screamed at me, slapping my ass and gritting his teeth. What a little slut. What for a role reversal was this? Was I about to be outfucked by a young buck? Not on your hoe luck. I'd already swallowed enough pride today. Some things are always worth fighting for. My sex reputation was on the line. How could I live with myself knowing the Gerber baby turned me out? I huffed and I puffed and I flexed my significant skank muscles to a powerful climax. Mission accomplished, I laid down to bask in the hoe afterglow. Round one was great, Jonas said, grinning at me. That sly grin alluded to the realization that he was young in age, but old in hoe. A pause was in order. I rolled another joint and pondered sexual chess with chicken. This teen was a hoe-fessional. I refused to be upstaged by chicken barely plucking age. Round two, and I gave it to him like I would in any other trick, setting aside the age issue just long enough. It made for an interesting session, so intense that I now had to acknowledge the now was glaringly obvious. What's a pluck here and there every now and then? If there's grass on the field, play ball. I didn't fake the second orgasm. I did fake the desire for a round three, but if necessary, I would. I refused to allow a freshly anointed adult to outfuck me. Fortunately, Jonas had to go home. I suspected curfew. Whatever, I was off the whole hook. The next day in my emails, a message from Jonas, extolling the session we'd had, and he asked to meet me again anytime. Score another turnout, just as expected. You have been listening to Ho Confessionals. Follow me on social media, on Twitter at Tristan212, Facebook, Ho Confessionals, or official Verbal Slaps, and the website, verbalslaps.com, where you can leave a small donation and support. Good morning, good day, good evening, goodbye.